The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning, and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, but today, through the magic of Zoom, we are gathering online. And we don't have to go out in the icy and snowy roads. My name is Anne Rostosky, and I'm the Vice President of Thomas Paine Fellowship, and today I am one of the worship leaders. It's March, and because of that, we're celebrating two events. One is Women's History Month, and the other is World Poetry Day. We're actually a little bit early for that. It's not until March 21st, but we're celebrating it today anyway. So to give you a little bit of information about World Poetry Day, in Paris in 1999, at the 30th General Conference session of UNESCO, it was decided by the world leaders there that March 21st every year would be celebrated as World Poetry Day. They wanted to recognize the unique ability of poetry to capture the creative spirit of the human mind. They wanted to recall the role of poetry in the survival of ancient languages, in the development of the world, and the enlightenment of the world. Before there was written language, poetry was used to write meaningful words that were easy to memorize and therefore deliver orally from one generation to the next. Poetry was used to encourage war heroes, for example. And by allocating a day to poetry, they wanted to encourage young poets and to appreciate the role of poetry in the development and enlightenment of the world. So, wherever you may be on your life's journey, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whomever loves you, we welcome you this morning into this ever-expanding circle of love, compassion, and justice-seeking people. I'm going to invite you to, in true poetry slam form, if you hear a poem that you like, feel free to snap your fingers. And our welcoming words today, our opening words, are a poem from one of our former members, Lowell McMullen. Some of you may remember her. And it's the title poem from her book, Nothing Stops the Sunrise. And it's from Psalm 118.24. Nothing stops the sunrise, not wild weather, nor political rants, early spring blooms, vanishing memories, world disasters, a child in distress, a heavy heart. Nothing stops the sunrise. This morning, my son shouted out to me, this is the day my light hath made. Try to rejoice and be glad in it, for nothing can stop my sunrise. Take heart and believe in it. And now we will light the chalice.
Life is a gift for which we are so grateful. We gather in community to celebrate the glories and the mysteries of this great gift, by Marjorie Montgomery. And as Anne lights the peace lamp, I will say the words, may peace be with us and with all the people of the world. I'll sing our opening song, If Every Woman in the World.
If every woman in the world, if every man in the world, if every leader in the world, if every nation set a true course for freedom, there would be no more war.
If every woman in the world had her mind set on freedom, every woman in the world dreamed a sweet dream of peace. Every woman of every nation, young and old, each generation held her hands out in the name of love, there would be no more. Every man in the world had his mind set on freedom. Every brother stood with prayer as a witness for peace. Every man of a nation, young and old, his generation held his hands out.
Now we will have our moment for all ages. It's a video, and there's a young girl named Rachel, and she's doing the poem Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. So enjoy that.
Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me.
And And now I would like to introduce my friend, my very good friend, Victoria France Stavish. She moved to Colorado and she's there now. Victoria is an artist, a writer, a teacher, and she's currently working in a tax office. So this is a busy time of her year for her, and I appreciate her taking the time to join us today and read one of her recently published poems. So I'll turn it over to Victoria.
Thank you so much, Anne, for including me in this wonderful program. I feel very honored. Okay, this poem is called Exploring Wholeness. Planets retrograde, time to go within. I feel myself knowing I am loved. And I give out love. Now is time to love myself where I chose not to before, to feel it deeply, the warm glow of acceptance where I feel the most fear. Isis shows me feminine strength and that of a whole person, looking my fear in the eye, knowing I am capable, giving myself peace, claiming fear frozen energies, now to use like gold.
I forgot to mention, he's also an astrologer, and you could tell by the planets retrograde, right? Now we will have a musical meditation, and this is played by Karen Kaiser.
Thank you.
And now Marion and I will jointly read the poem Beginners from Denise Leverton.
But we have only begun to love the earth. We have only begun to imagine the fullness of life.
How could we tire of hope? So much is in bud.
How can desire fail? We have only begun to imagine justice and mercy.
Only begun to envision how it might be to live as siblings with beast and flower, not as oppressors.
Surely a river cannot already be hastening into the sea of non-being.
Surely it cannot drag in the silt all that is innocent.
Not yet, not yet. There is too much broken that must be mended.
Too much hurt that we have done to each other that cannot yet be forgiven.
We have only begun to know the power that is in us if we would join our solitudes in the communion of struggle.
So much is unfolding that must complete its gesture. So much is in bud.
That poem by Denise Levertov is in the back of our hymnal. There are many fine poets in the back of our hymnals. One of my favorite poets is Edna St. Vincent Millay. She is not too subtle in her poetry. It's not difficult to figure out what she means by that. This poem is called Lament. Listen, children, your father is dead. From his old coats, I'll make you little jackets. I'll make you little trousers from his old pants. There'll be in the pockets there things he used to put there, keys and pennies covered with tobacco. Dan shall have the pennies to put into his bank. Anne shall have the keys to make a pretty noise with. Life must go on and the dead be forgotten. Life must go on though good men die. Anne, eat your breakfast. Dan, take your medicine now. Life must go on. I forget just why. And this is a second poem. By the way, I want to dedicate that poem to women everywhere who are struggling to support and raise children on their own. This poem is a little happier. It's called Recuerdo. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. It was bare but bright and smelled like a stable, but we looked into the fire, we leaned across the table. We lay on a hilltop underneath the moon and the whistles kept blowing and the dawn came soon. We were very tired and we were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry and you ate an apple and I ate a pear from a dozen of each we had bought somewhere. And the sky went wan, the wind came cold, and the sun rose dripping a bucket full of gold. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the prairie. We hailed, "Good morrow, mother," to a shawl-covered head and bought a morning paper, which neither of us read. And she wept, "God bless you. for the apples and pears. So we gave her all our money but our subway fares.
And now we will have matters of the heart.
Then we will bring this time of sharing to a close by singing Spirit of Life. The words will show up here momentarily on a video that's going to appear on the screen.
Now we will have our closing words. Boy, we're letting you guys out early today, aren't we? maybe that's a good thing. Anyway, our closing words are actually the words of Dr. Maya Angelou, one of my favorite poets. And there's a video to go along with it. It's called Phenomenal Woman. And after that, I will extinguish the chalice.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, all you women and me.
I see lots of clicks for Maya. So now I will extinguish the chalice, but not the light that we will take out into the world with us. For women, for men, and all the poets, to make the world a better place, and let's pray for peace.
So our closing song is We Are Dancing Sarah's Circle, and we will have our announcements and then our postlude.
Thank you.